Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Yesterday, I was watching George Bush, George H.W. Bush. Rest in peace, baby. We love you. Watched his funeral services. It was actually really, really good. I'm going to tell you, George Walker, George W., but he got me. His eulogy was fantastic, and his emotions got me. But I really love and respect the relationship that him and Michelle Obama have developed. That at all these events, he brings her hard candy and gives her candy. Like, he had it waiting in his pocket when he walked to his seat. He shook everybody's hand and just said, "Hey, Michelle." I believe he calls her Mitch. "Hey, Mitch. Here's your peppermint."
He doesn't call her that.
Yes. "Hey, Mitch. Here's your peppermint." I really love their relationship that they're developed. And Laura doesn't even care. Like, Laura's like, "You don't have no candy for me, George."
Quit trying to make this a This Is Us episode.
It's not a This Is Us. No, it could be. And I love to see the friendship that they've developed. Yeah, it could be. You're right. You're right on with that. What kind of candy? You think it's just straight peppermints or butterscotch? Because I hate it when my grandma just had peppermints.
I have no idea.
Maybe it was hot candy. You know what time it is. Hey!
What kind of candy was it?
I don't know.
Vern! Show, good morning. Did you know that only 3 players in all the NFL have 1,000-yard receiving, 400 yards after the catch, and 9 touchdowns? Antonio Brown, Tyreek Hill, and this guy, Travis Kelce.
Coach Reed and the offensive staff is always going to put us in a position to win. And that's what we love about them. I mean, their creativity and their recognition of what the defense is doing and how to put us in an opportunity to win our one-on-one matchups. I mean, that's all you can ask for as a player. And sure enough, we got enough playmakers that we came away with the win because we ended up making plays when need be.
That was Travis Kelce. And
Chiefs.com.
Chiefs.com. You told me that before the show.
I did.
But that's Travis Kelce. Vern, it feels to me that, and this is even coming from somebody who watches football, obviously, for our job. We watch a ton of football. It does not feel like from, I think, even at every level, from a local level to a national level, it does not feel like that Travis Kelce is having one of the all-time seasons from the tight end position. Like, I'm telling you, I didn't realize his numbers were to the point they were. For some reason, I thought that Zach Ertz was having the best season as a tight end. I've said I thought that Travis was the best tight end in football, and maybe this is a reason why you just can't say that now. I mean, he's just having a season like this, and you don't even realize it. You don't even know that this is – it doesn't even feel like this is one of his best seasons. Like, he's on pace, Vern, to set the yards mark at the tight end position. And he's almost at 80. He's at 79 catches, almost 1,100 yards and 9 touchdown passes. And it does not feel like from national, from local, it just doesn't feel like it is his best season. And I think a lot of it has to do with Pat. He may take some. But still, I don't know if that's a complete excuse because I think we all realize that Tyreek Hill is having a really special season. And he's had big moments. I mean, this one against the Raiders, 12 for 168, whatever, 2 touchdown passes. Ridiculous. I mean, it's weird. I've just come about – it does not feel like this is a season like whenever Gronk's best season was. It doesn't feel like that he is – because if you look at it, man, you said Antonio Brown and Tyreek, this dude is a top 10 offensive player this year, and it doesn't feel that way to me.
I don't understand how it doesn't feel that way. I believe that throughout the course of this season, not just here in Kansas City, but nationally, the duo of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce has become the most dynamic offensive duo in the NFL. When you put them with Patrick Mahomes, it makes it the most devastating trio in all of the NFL. I think it's been widely accepted that Travis Kelce is the best tight end in football. I don't know what it should feel like.
I don't know that it has been. And I think when you talk about the duos, I think
so. Are you talking nationally or locally?
I think at every level. I think like if he the love and the because
it sounds like outlandish things. He's not doing stupid things this season. He's not bringing unnecessary attention on himself. We're not having unnecessary conversations about him. It's just week in and week out, he delivers, and we expect it. That's just the definition of a great player.
It's just on and off the field. Like, it feels like he's gotten more love and props of being a great player in years past, and this year is better than any of those other years.
But in those years past, he did silly things to draw attention. This year, it's just produce, go about your business.
You think that has something to do with it?
And say the right thing.
I feel like the...
Because Gronk would have the attention on him because of the personality, because of the nickname, because of the success. Kelsey's getting it for the success and nothing more.
It just feels very... I don't think so. It feels very... under, like, low-key he's had. It feels like he's low-key having a big year. I feel like he's gotten more praise in other seasons, and they haven't come close to this.
It could be
it may just be me. But I don't feel like we are looking at this season as one of the best seasons a tight end has ever had. At a national level, at a local level, I don't think so. When you say dual, when people think about this team, I think they think of Pat and Tyreek, which is understandable. But it just it don't feel like that he's having this type of year.
I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure there are a lot of Chiefs fans that agree with you. But I think that may be a reflection.
Under the radar.
It might be a reflection of the past teams that you've had here in Kansas City. You've never had that great quarterback and a number of other great players to go along with them. Whenever there's been a great player in Kansas City, it has been his team and his team alone. He has been the talking point. It was Derek Thomas. It was Tony Gonzalez. It was Priest Holmes. I don't know if you've ever had 3, 4, at times 5 superstars like you do on this 2018 Chiefs ball club. It might be a reflection of just how limited this organization's been in true stars.
Maybe that's it. I just, even still with that, though, he is having such a special season. Like, with the exception of the touchdowns, man, I don't think he's going to get to like 17 like Gronk had in the season. Gronk's never had this. Like, Gronk has not had, and they got four games to go. And Gronk hasn't had anything like that, and it just doesn't feel like this is an all-time season, which it is.
Coach, are Kendrick West, what kind of shape is he in? I mean, he can't be in game shape right now.
Yeah, he's kept himself in real good shape, again, he hasn't been in a game for a while, so but he's, if you just say physically in shape, yeah, he's in shape, but there's also the football shape part of it. But he understands, he's been around long enough to know how to go about it and what would be ahead of him if he had an opportunity to play. So
that's stammering Andy Reid speaking about Charkandrick West. I think the real big story with Charkandrick West is obvious that he's changing his number. He's been forced to change his number because of Charvarius Ward, who Vern yesterday thought, all the way up until he said his name out loud on the air, that his name was Charvarius West, which you had a huge thing planned out. Ooh, how far are they going to have to put their names on it? But
nobody else caught it, so let's not act like it's just me.
But it was funny to watch you in real time finally catch it. But obviously, we've learned with recent history what happens to players who are forced to change numbers. And we no further have to look up at Lawrence, Kansas, at LeGerald Vick. LeGerald Vick, who was not wanted by the team. Bill just told him, you're going to go to the NBA draft.
I don't want to go to the NBA draft.
Nope, you're going. Then Bill looked around and said, all right, I guess you can come back, but you don't get your number back because Charlie already has it. You get number 2. And hell, we're 6-7 games into the season, Vern, and it has already been declared by Kansas Jayhawk Nation, this is your team, LeGerald, and he has brought Kansas back from the dead on several occasions. This is your team. So I have the expectations that Charcandrick West, now changing from 35 to 30, which to me is a much better number for a running back anyway, I just see that he's going to have a LeGerald Vick type of production the rest of the way. And I'm also to a point, I think it's my expectation that he is just going to give us what LeGerald Vick has given us. And we're going to forget about 35. Number two, I don't even remember that with LeGerald.
See, I'm confused because you spent most of the offseason telling me a LeGerald Vick kind of performance would be three touchdowns, three fumbles. But the LeGerald that I've seen, it's three touchdowns on eight carries, 107 yards, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. So what is it? What is a LeGerald Vick performance? What are we going to see on Sunday?
I'm diving into the guy who's shooting 60% from three. A guy who has been blistering coming into yesterday's or the other day's game, who was 28 for 41 from three.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking at that fella. That's what Charcandrick's going to do.
But is he going to miss the plane back to Kansas, the plane out next week?
Who knows? Why are you focusing on the negative with LeGerald? Charcandrick never shown that before. Look, Kobe. Didn't Kobe change his jersey number? I feel like Charcandrick's going to follow right in the footsteps. Going to follow right in the footsteps of Kobe and LeGerald Vick. I expect, hell, I'll be honest with you, I pretty much really expect Kareem's production. I think he's going to be 10 times better than he was last year at 35, just like LeGerald was last year.
LeGerald replaced Devontae the same way that Charcandrick is going to replace Kareem Hunt.
Feels like it. Maybe more. Yeah, no, you're right.
The same way the Black Mamba replaced the Kobe that.
Yeah, number eight. Yeah, I see that. That was. I think that's the biggest thing that we got to look at. He changed his jersey number. So now, based off what I've seen with LeGerald, I have expectations that he's going to have a LeGerald performance.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, Charcandrick starting Sunday, big-time performance. Shockingly coming up, Vernon Serta disagree with me about something that I know you all will agree with them to.
That's right.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in to Show and Vern coming up. Oh, boy, I was so proud as a dad coming up here in a little bit.
Oh, that's good, man. Bruce Weber Show tonight, 7 o'clock. It's on your home for K-State basketball, your home for K-State athletics, 610 Sports Radio. Hear from the coach tonight, 7 o'clock, right here at 610 Sports Radio.
God, get it, Joe. I'm trying
go
to.
Ahead.
This little number right here.
Man, look at Doug.
God, Doug. Man, what's wrong with that eye, man? It's watering up now.
Doug
He's
Williams.
Got a problem. Look at that. That.
I got that same kind of eye, though,
that
man.
That left eye, man. Good God almighty.
Hey, man.
Look at Jesus. Just come.
Keep man. Fighting, Doug.
So even though new stuff keeps coming out about the Kareem Hunt story, which then involves the NFL and the Chiefs and how they're handling it, as we've said before and we've pushed before, the two main things that should be talked about and they keep giving us reason to talk about is one, Kareem and what he did and what he did towards assault towards a woman, and then the piece of how the Chiefs and the league have handled it. And we continue to get stuff rolled out. And the police department. We're seeing more stuff about the police department and how the league obtained the police report in almost illegal channels in the wrong fashion. It is interesting how so many people, as much as people still try to come with that people want to push this away and act like nothing happened and act like there's no shady business, or even better, my favorite, know that they're shady business, but it doesn't affect my life, so I don't care. My thing is this, is you all said this, it's because the Chiefs are winning. And I actually take some people at their word that you know what, it doesn't affect me. Well, I don't give a damn. But you all, you, Vern and Serta, in our meeting today, you all think that if the Chiefs were 4-8, that the sentiment would not be as high as it is about move on, we don't care about it. You think the reason, the bulk of the reason why people are having that feeling is because they're 10-2?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You too, Serta. I don't think so. Like I
misery loves company, show. If things are going bad,
well, I'm not
it's
saying
another
more.
It's another layer to pile on with. But they're 10-2 with a quarterback the likes this city has never seen, with a Super Bowl chance this city hasn't seen in decades. Man, I'm not trying to hear about someone that's no longer on this team. Let's talk about this team, my team, that finally has a chance to win a Super Bowl. You remove Patrick Mahomes. You remove the chance to win a Super Bowl. It's a tough transition. Now, there are football-obsessed individuals.
I think people just wanted to stop talking about it. I think they would then move their minds to something else, Vern, because we see this happen in all kinds of walks, not just in football like this. We see people try to move past events that shouldn't be just moved past in 15 minutes. Like, I feel like people would then move to the draft. No, stop talking about this. Let's talk about the draft. Or move past towards, oh, what are we going to do? We need to get rid of Justin Houston or whatever. I mean, I take people at their word when people are saying it doesn't, and I think it's sad and awful, but it doesn't have anything to do with me, because in a heartbeat, it can have something to do with you. It doesn't have anything to do with me, so I don't want to hear it. I want to hear my football.
Yeah, I just go over a few instances. Wasn't it Michael Floyd with the Cardinals? We can't have a guy getting in trouble with drinking and driving, but the Patriots can. We can welcome that guy in. I don't think there's a reason, or I don't think it's coincidence that great organizations are able to cover up, or like a Michael Floyd going to New England, or other troubled, red-flagged characters going to New England, it's not a topic of conversation because they're winning. Roberto Osuna was a closer for the Blue Jays, a fantastic closer that was charged with domestic assault. They got rid of him, but the Astros took him. The Astros were good enough that they knew that their fan base would get over it because this is a guy that could help them win. If there's no winning going on in Kansas City, there's nothing to divert your attention to what happened with Kareem Hunt and the Chiefs.
Yeah, but I just think football always has something to divert. In sports, too. I think it, especially football, I think they would find other things to talk about. I think people would still be in the same place of annoying. I don't think, especially those people who just want us to, the move on crowd, I think they would be still the move on crowd. I don't think they would be more apt to start talking about it because the Chiefs are 4-8.
Yeah, there's always going to be a percentage of diehard football fans like our guy Jay Binkley. He loves football from the moment he wakes up to the moment he goes to bed. It's about football. A guy like that, that lives, eats, sleeps, breathes football, they always want to make it about what's going on the field. I'm with you. There's always going to be 20% of the fan base that, regardless of what's going on, we want to talk about football. But I think there's another 20 to 30% that we've heard from. Yeah. Yeah, that go one way or the other, and that right now are infatuated and hypnotized by the magic that is Patrick Mahomes. And whatever he says, whatever he does, wherever he goes, their eyes follow. And right now, he's getting ready to take on Baltimore. He and the head coach are asking us to move on. They've moved on, show. Pat's asking us to move on. So why don't we move on? That's the attitude of that 30%, in my opinion.
And see, my thing is, like, I think we would have a lot more, like, from the 913, are we playing the Ravens this weekend, or can we talk about that? I still think that would be, even if they were 4-8, I still think, this to me, and maybe it's me wanting this to not be, but I can't see. I would hope that just because the team's record is I'm naive to not naive I was to gonna say none of them.
You know what
I'm not
you
naive
know what
to
you're
say
saying.
None.
Stop it.
I'm not naive to say none, but right. I just don't think it would be a huge change.
And I'll say this for that one texter.
For those people.
We have former Ravens head coach and NFL analyst Brian Billick coming up at 11:30 to talk about just that.
Yeah. I don't know. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Some disheartening news coming out of Washington today as Washington quarterback Alex Smith has had some complications with his broken leg surgery and is apparently battling infection. There was some reports that his playing career could be in jeopardy. That's been dialed back a little bit. The R's did release a statement just asking for some privacy and best wishes in this complicated time for Alex Smith and his family.
It looked nasty from what everyone's told me. And then when you heard the injury, you know, it did look nasty. So, I mean, I hope he's all right. I mean, I hope to hell with playing again. I hope that there's no other complications to where he can be good, you know, with his young kids and his wife the rest of his life.
Markelle Fultz was diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome. Guard is out indefinitely as he goes through physical therapy to correct the problem. Thoracic outlet syndrome is a group of disorders that occur when blood vessels or nerves in the space between your collarbone and your rib are compressed. That could explain his issues with shooting a basketball.
So Kyle Zimmer had and Chris Young had and Luke Hochaver had. That's common in baseball. You got to get that rib removed.
Yeah. Is it pain? Is it a pain?
Yeah. It can also be numbness.
Oh, like
your
okay.
whole, because the ribs pinching against a nerve and the all whole right. arm.
Because I was going to say, has he been in pain and just not had it looked at? Because he's been having this issue since he entered the league last year.
Way too many people making fun of that young man.
No, as we said, it is not. Like, he's having Space Jam happen to him in real life, and it is not funny. I don't mean that in a funny way.
It sounded funny. That sounds funny when you compare it to Space Jam. It sounds like you're making fun of him.
But Serta's ridiculous. This at least could just say, okay, maybe it's not just the yips or it's in his head. Maybe this is a legit injury or legit thing that's giving him problems.
I hope this is it.
Thank God, me too.
I mean, people, like, mime his shots. They just openly mock this kid.
Amari Cooper did his touchdown celebration, and I don't think he paid an homage to him.
I think they're friends, though.
Why?
Yep. That's my next question. I could not get it down.
One went to Alabama.
Please. No. Why?
The other went to...
Because when he did that, there was this video of Markelle Fultz and his family, like, going nuts, and then he tweeted something about how he knew Amari was going to do it. So I think they're friends somehow. Connected in some way. I haven't done that much research into it, but it seemed like Markelle had a good sense of humor about the whole thing.
I would like to do some research to know, because the part that stops you in your tracks is when Serta said he knew Amari was going to, because everything else did not mean or sound like they were good friends. Like, I feel like that was your
I'm pretty
smart...
sure they're best friends.
Just doubled down on it. He went all in on it.
Like Aaron Rodgers and Josh Rosen.
It's going to be a long day. Vern, No. Like, would you guys say this statement is too much? Last night, my life was... Well, it was forever changed, baby.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
What was that?
You ain't lying, baby. I got you.
That burrito.
I gotta live my keto life through us.
Is there more burrito?
Yes, there's one more. Remember the Bengals. And the Chargers get started at 3:00 this Sunday on 1660 The Score. Also, the home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And by the way, the NBA was great last night, including them. Paul George went off for 40-plus. Russell Westbrook passed Jason Kidd for all-time triple-doubles. So, yeah, man, check that out on Sunday in Oklahoma City Thunder basketball all year. My life was changed yesterday, Vern. And it might cost me some money down the line, but I'm preparing for it now. My little girl, Lauren, she just started walking.
Nice.
Oh, she didn't just start walking. She just started walking, like, downstairs and things like that. Picked her up from daycare and kind of hold her hand and let her walk down the steps. There's about 5 or 6 steps when you come out of the building to get to the sidewalk to go to the car. And every step, she grunted as if she were Serena and Venus Williams. Like, she felt like she came, she took a step down, she said, one step. And I was like, what's going on? And she got down, the last one. So instantly I said, all right, she's going to play tennis.
Off the Rundown.
Oh, okay. Off the Rundown. Early here, sponsored by Absolutely No One. So good. Step up. No, I feel it. I feel like.
Do you have any tennis knowledge? Do you and or your wife?
Do you think Richard
played tennis?
Do you think Richard Williams did?
I don't know.
That guy looks like he probably had a book that he looked at.
I don't more think than one day Serena was walking down the stairs as a 2-year-old and he went.
Yeah, but they didn't know yet.
Eureka!
They didn't know. I did. That grunt, scream. Oh. She learned that it's in her blood. It's in there. So, I mean,
there's a Christmas gift.
Start tennis. Yeah, we're going to start tennis lessons. I'm thinking 3 or 4.
But you just buy her a racket right now.
She showed the grunting ability of that. So, I mean, I think we should just go for it.
I grunt all the time going up the stairs. No one's ever told me I should play tennis.
Yeah, you weren't.
Because of the smoking.
You weren't, too.
She's not going
to
smoke.
She doesn't smoke. She's not even 2 yet. Like that to me.
No, buy her a racket.
It was a sign. Like, yeah, I'll buy her a racket right
plastic
now.
Plastic one. Fisher Price.
It was a sign. Fisher Price. Yeah. It was a sign to me that you have a future tennis player in your hands. Don't blow it. I mean, it was just like it.
I would have a difficult time not envisioning that as a father. Now, I don't have kids, but I mean, getting to the
I'm
point.
I've been looking for the sign.
Where my she son, retires me.
Yeah, when my son hit a side jumper.
Right.
I made him raise the goal up. Let's go. But she grunted, and to me, it was a sign that she wants to play tennis.
And she already pushes him around on occasion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's got the physicality.
Yeah, she's got it. And then that, but then.
Now she has the intimidation.
I think you just had to hear that grunt.
Yeah.
You had to hear. It sounded just like, I mean, I thought she had got a hold of a forehand.
Do
down
you run
the line.
I would have run and told my wife. Is your wife aware of this?
No, I kept it to myself. But I
just in case things get haywire between the two of you? Last night
I did do some research on Richard Williams.
What'd you find?
Joe Jackson. Oh. Kind of pushed him a little bit.
Oh.
And
that's not. I don't know. I don't know your style. Maybe you're gonna go, Joe.
Not Adrian Peterson, but like Richard Williams really pushed them into it, and I feel like this was a sign that she wants it. Like she can't speak in complete sentences yet, but I felt like that mm-hmm. was her way of saying,
just take it easy.
I want to win Wimbledon. Okay. Too much?
Yeah. I just know how you get. I just don't want it to get carried away.
I'm going to start her slow
mm-hmm.
with a racket, probably from Fisher Price. Start it slow.
Good choice.
But I think it was a sign to me. Come on, parents out there. You've gotten signs young.
I remember a teacher came home and told my parents that I was a gifted child. Look how that turned out.
You are gifted.
Am I?
Come on, Vern. You're just searching for someone to give you compliments. I'm not falling for it. You are gifted.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
But that grunt said it all. Like, I'm sure there's some people who play tennis right now and heard their kids grunt and thought, that's it. They want to go. Still think it's too much.
No, I think you should buy it on the way home. I would go over to that store next door to us and purchase one today.
Oh, the red store?
That's right.
Yeah, they might have good things in Target. So you want me to stop having this nickname for Barry Odom?
I said that yesterday. I just think it's disrespectful after the guy wins 8 games, maybe 9, brings in Kelly Bryant, and you're still out here acting like he's a physical education coach.
He's a physical education teacher.
Yeah, I don't know too many PE coaches winning 8 games
while
being in the SEC.
I didn't say, bringing in
Kelly Bryant and getting a raise and making more money than Les Miles.
What a move!
Congratulations, Barry.
Congratulations to Barry.
Hey,
for pulling
show doesn't
the wool
speak
over.
For me.
Yeah, congratulations to Barry for pulling the wool. Yes, the mediocre wool.
Who
over
really
the
pulled
the
wool? Les Miles.
Let me say this.
Desperate for a job.
And I want to do this for Eric Bieniemy. Let me say this. I'll pull that name off. You feel like it's disrespectful?
Yes.
I'll pull the name off if he beats Oklahoma State in whatever bowl game they're playing in.
Deal. That's fair. Because I've never met a PE coach that won a bowl game.
Then I can listen. Like I said, he's not a car salesman like what David Beatty was. But he's a physical education teacher.
So David Beatty's not even around sports?
No, David Beatty was a car salesman.
Oh man,
slick back, you know, kind of a nice guy when
he
talked.
But he was rah rah.
Like, you know, like he sold Ultimas.
Wasn't he just a wide receivers coach?
Yes,
that's what he is.
He is
again. Now we don't need to get into this. You don't need to disrespect David
car
Beatty.
Salesman.
He went out with class.
He did go out with
as
class.
As a KU man, you should appreciate the way that he went out.
There are car salesmen who go out
cheap
with
cheap shots.
He is. He's a car salesman. Slick back Jack. And Barry O is a physical education teacher. All right, and I'll agree with it. If he wins a bowl game, I'll give it to you. I'll stop calling him a PE teacher, and he'll move up to the lines of mediocre.
What does he have to do to gain real respect to where you treat him like
it? Let's just let things go. I can change on it. Give me evidence and I can change on it. Right? I've changed on many of things. LeGerald.
That's lasted 4 days. Let's calm down on you've completely changed with something.
The Raiders? I've changed.
When well, I the Raiders, evidence. they bludgeoned you over the head with inept football, and they traded everybody away.
They gave me evidence.
And Barry Odom has given you an 8-win season, maybe a 9-win season, the recruitment of Kelly Bryant. They're in on the top running back in the country.
No, they've offered. Yeah, they've offered.
They're in on the top running back in the country. Look, I understand that you are going to you're going to rep KU all the way to the end.
See, stop that, you son of – I haven't cussed in a long time. Stop that. It's not about a KUMU thing.
I think it is.
He's mediocre.
Because normally whenever we
He's
talk about MU, you and, preface it with, hey, I'm not just saying this because I'm a KU fan.
But it's true because people like you spin it and turn it. It's not about a KUMU thing. He is mediocre. He is.
Mediocre,
now,
by definition, is 500.
Can he change
it? He's 8-4.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
8-4 with like, the top transfer quarterback in the country coming in.
We know scheduling. He's mediocre.
Okay. A win at the Swamp. Mediocre coaches don't do that.
They got a big win, maybe the first win against somebody he wasn't supposed to be.
Bringing in Derek Dooley. Mediocre coaches don't do that.
Because Derek Dooley's going to take over. And they probably should have. He's mediocre. And you can even the MU fans.
So what
that
has to happen to erase
me,
that?
They know that he's mediocre.
For you to give
he's
him a little,
give me some evidence.
A modicum of success.
He's gotta give me some
credit,
evidence.
Rather.
He's gotta give me some evidence of him really, really being a
win the
real
division.
A real SEC coach. In my opinion, a guy that gives them I don't think they have a chance in hell to win their side of the division as long as he's coach. I don't think they have a chance in hell. You can get Kelly Bryant. You can get all of them. I don't think they have a chance in hell. Ever. Ever.
Three short months you've turned me into a Mizzou fan.
Ever. B1, you seem like you make bad decisions.
Barry O.
Yeah,
except for with Katie. Katie was a great decision. She was a great decision. But why? I'm not going to look at the text line. But I'm telling you, these Mizzou fans that'll come out, they'll tell you. I hate Ron's guts. Ron is a KU guy, but Barry is mediocre. And we have no chance of ever beating Georgia. Ever. Coming up, Patrick Mahomes just put his guaranteed stamp of approval on a certain person in Kansas City.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back into Show and Vern. Brian Billick, former Super Bowl champion head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, will join us at 11:30, so you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, we hope you join us on Wednesday, next Wednesday, out at Kansas Hall in Overland Park for Ultimate Christmas 2018 to benefit Noah's Bandage Project, presented by Twin Peaks. Many of you came out last year, had a great time. Well, we're doing it even bigger and better than last year. Noah's Bandage Project giving away over $5,000 in prizes. And just for showing up, now you got to be 21 or older to get in. But just for showing up, you get a ticket to win one of the prizes that Noah's Bandage Project is giving away. And you can buy more tickets by making donations to Noah's Bandage Project. We're all going to be out there, everybody from 610, and we're all going to sing karaoke, but like live karaoke with the Mikey Needleman band. Like, do you have your song all lined up?
I had it for some, but I'm thinking about changing it up to a song that I wrote myself called
Worker.
He's a worker, and I want to see if the band can follow me.
It's next Wednesday from 6 to 10. There's a complimentary pizza buffet from 6 to 8. Great time, Kansas Hall and OP, Wednesday from 6 to 10 with all your friends from 610 Sports Radio. It's really a party for you guys, thanking you for another great year here at your football station, 610 Sports Radio.
Mitchell Schwartz, who has been a multiple All-Pro, has never made it to the Pro Bowl. How the hell that makes sense. Multiple times he's been an All-Pro, but has never, ever been voted to the Pro Bowl. He sent this out saying, "Hey, everyone, if you've got a chance to give me some help." I don't know. Every time I read out loud, I have to fight not doing it in Denny's voice.
Just do it in Denny's voice.
Okay. No, I'm not. "Hey, everyone, if you've got a chance to give me some help and vote me and my teammates to the Pro Bowl this year, here's how you can do it." But who came to the rescue?
You still did Denny's cadence, though.
No, I didn't. But who came to the rescue? P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Patrick Mahomes came to the rescue and said, #, Chiefs Kingdom. Make sure y'all go out and vote for my man Mitchell Schwartz.
He didn't say it like that.
"And the rest of my teammates." Mitchell Schwartz is now guaranteed to go to the Pro Bowl, right? That is the seal of approval. Oh God, Triple H just walked in. That's the seal of approval. We haven't discussed that yet,
no,
right?
We haven't.
That Vince is leaving.
No, nobody knows what you're talking
and
about.
And Triple H has now arrived into the building. No, like that is a guarantee now. We talked about he is going to drag Cam Irving to the Pro Bowl. And now this is a guarantee. I don't care. This is not because the Pro Football Focus grades didn't help Mitch Schwartz ever. Now he got the stamp of the man, Pat Mahomes. He's going.
I agree.
Guarantee now. Because of Patrick.
Well,
damn the power of Mahomes.
See, I feel like I've done this quite a bit this season.
Damn the power of Mahomes.
I feel like I've opened your eyes to the cunning nature of
You've
Patrick
Mahomes.
You've
opened more than my eyes to the cunning nature
of Patrick Mahomes.
There's more open than just my eyes.
Now, you say he's going to drag Cam Irving to the Pro Bowl. Well, then how come he didn't tweet out, "Hey, vote for Cam Irving"?
Because he's doing it in a different way with
no,
Cam.
No, what he's doing.
He's doing it in a different way with Cam.
What Patrick is doing, the ever mindful Patrick Mahomes, what he is doing is betting on the sure thing.
Oh, God.
Everyone knows that Mitchell Schwartz is going to the Pro Bowl. He has been the best right tackle in all of the NFL.
So you're saying this lacked some of his, what I've called his one bad trait.
There's no risk.
Genuine issues.
It's all reward.
So you don't think this was genuine?
No. No, I believe.
This was just smart?
He wants Mitchell there. Smart for the brand. He wants Mitchell there. But now when Mitchell is there, he can say, you're welcome.
He can do what?
Even though we all know Mitchell's already going. He didn't need this bump from Patrick Mahomes. Stop it.
He did. First off, he did. He's been an all-pro multiple times. He's never made it to
the
pro.
For the Browns.
He's a
Chief now.
He's still an all-pro.
It is puzzling, but now he's a Chief, and that should give him the final push. Coming up on Sunday, we get you started for Chiefs-Ravens at 10 a.m. Pete Sweeney, Mike Wickett, the guys from Arrowhead Pride Tailgate, presented by Albright Buick GMC Cadillac. Hit the air 10 a.m. this Sunday right here on your football station, 610 Sports Radio.
You said one of the most hilarious things that was so spot on by the guy with the human globe haircut, Kevin Durant. If you look at his hair, it's much like a globe. You can see the water and then the countries. But you said something so funny. I died laughing, but it is so spot on.
He just says so many stupid things.
No, not just stupid, but just wrong. I mean, stupid and wrong, but not just stupid, but wrong.
But I'm really proud of him. Because I know Kevin Durant has a low self-esteem, so for him to work up the courage so often to keep saying stupid things.
And wrong things.
Normally when you have such a poor self-image.
You wouldn't think he'd have Kanye rolling through his veins.
He would lay out and go, man, I'm just sick of everybody making fun of me. I'm going to stop saying stuff. But nope.
No.
Earlier this week, nobody wants to play with LeBron because he gets all the attention and it's a toxic scenario.
You play with Steph. He started playing with Steph at the height of the Currys.
LeBron has so many fanboys in the media, Durant said. Even the beat writers just fawn over him. And I'm like, we're playing basketball here. No, you're in an entertainment business, and there's nothing more entertaining than LeBron.
Yeah, no one hates LeBron. Everybody in the media, but so many fanboys. Like, no one comes down hard on LeBron. The most scrutinized player of all time in any sport.
The attention on LeBron is, quote, BS attention. It's fluff. He's also the one that said any grown man that comes to an NBA game to boo another grown man. Yeah, that pissed me off. Any grown man that goes to an NBA game to boo another grown man is a B. No, he's not. He's a fan. We can't boo you, Kevin. You can't handle being booed. This is professional sports. It's entertainment. You boo movies. You boo plays. You boo athletes. They didn't call you a name. They booed you.
Remember when he got mad at the reporter the day after for saying, like, so, man, you know, you guys played together. You and Draymond played together. You know, how were things on the court? Stop asking me that question.
Don't ask me that again.
What?
And yet, instead of beating himself up and say, you know what,
I'm just going to crawl into a hole.
I'm not even good enough to give my opinion anymore. I'm so, because I know he has a poor self-esteem, but he just keeps battling, and I'm proud of him.
There's a part of you that, like yesterday you gave the Chiefs credit, and now you're proud of.
I am.
Of Kevin Durant.
If I said that many stupid things, I'd go, hey, man, you got to get a different co-host.
I don't know. I say some stupid things. I'm able to power through it.
Not this stupid.
Is it just, but it does seem like everything
and
he
you're not
says
thin-skinned
is
like he
wrong.
Is.
Everything he says is just incorrect.
You have a high self-esteem, a normal self-esteem.
I probably have a little higher.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more.
Because I should look good in yellow.
And that hair's right, too.
It is, man. I mean, Dan Boyd, I hear you. Come on now, DB. Come on, Dan Boyd. Ain't playing with him. He got my son right, too. Yeah, that was hilarious to me. Yeah, he just says the dumbest things. The dumbest things. Like, he has real, like, I never thought about it till you said it, but he has a real Kanye element to him.
Nobody wants to play with LeBron, but I'm going to join a team that won 73 games.
Because, yes, Yes.
What do you mean? There's going to be so much attention. Yes. That was toxic for you.
Yes. Remember, like, he would say stuff like Kanye did.
LeBron's a great teammate.
Didn't Kanye say, I couldn't see myself voting for Hillary Clinton because, because I couldn't see myself playing catch in the backyard with her? That feels like a that feels like a Kevin Durant comment.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.